for Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan cook schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking, one-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city. On 1116 SEN, breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Oh, Tim, I tell you what, it's going to be huge this Friday night at the MCG. Melbourne take on the Hawthorn Footy Club. The Hawks finished in fourth position. They drop a game. All of a sudden, they're no good. Melbourne win a game and it's going to be a one-sided affair. I'm not sure it's going to be, by the way.
Won't play out like that.
It won't. One of the battles that will be pivotal is in the ruck, with Big Maxi going up against a man that is well-equipped to take him on in big boy Benny McAvoy. He's been good enough to join us. Ben, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to talk to you. Been a bit of soul-searching, I'd imagine, after that first final, and I reckon the benefit of finishing in the top four is you get a chance to redeem yourself.
Yeah, that's right. It always stings to lose finals, but yeah, that's the benefit of working really hard during the year and sneaking ourselves into top four. So yeah, look, immensely disappointed with how we performed last Thursday night, but we can't wait to have another crack at it this week.
And a surprising thing from my point of view, I'm a massive Hawthorn fan, of course, is that you're more experienced stars that have held you all in good stead, and I'll put you into this category as well, all had quiet nights.
Yeah, look, that was really disappointing. We were, I'd say, fairly poor across the board. I mean, full credit to Richmond. They're a very good side and they didn't allow us to play well. But, yeah, we didn't acquit ourselves at all well. It was certainly just left to too few.
Hey, Ben, good morning. Tim here. The pressure was there in the first quarter, but it wasn't there after that. You couldn't go with the Tigers. Melbourne's pressure is very similar when you look at the statistics from the weekend. Are you convinced after that you will be able to go with a side that can pressure like the Tigers?
Yeah, certainly, because we've shown throughout most of the year, well, in fact, certainly the second half of the year, that our pressure can be as good as anyone. So, granted, it wasn't up to scratch last Thursday night, and we couldn't keep up with Richmond in that department. And watching Melbourne beat Geelong, they were outstanding too. So we'll certainly have to be at our best, but yeah, we believe that our best is good enough.
Nobody's talking up Clarko this week as his tactical genius after he put everyone back in their box last week. He said we're all sheep talking about tactics. He is a bit of a genius, though, isn't he, from time to time?
I think his record speaks for itself. He's been able to come up with some of the right ideas at the right time, but ultimately he's got to put the trust in us to get the job done once game time starts. So that was where we fell down last week. It was... as players, we can't go pointing finger at the coach, that's for sure.
What is it about Max Gorn that makes him will make him a challenge?
What isn't there about Max that doesn't make him a challenge? He's got an unbelievably well-rounded game, and he's a huge man, but he moves really well. We know how effective he is in the ruck, getting his hand on the ball, but then he does have the ability to follow up as well, and then his marking around the ground has been really good for a long time too, particularly in the later half of this year. He's been able to clunk a few, so big challenge coming up.
You've got a big tank too, though. I mean, I love the way you play and the way that you challenge your opponent by pushing forward at the right time. You back yourself to push up and down the ground?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big challenge, but it's like any week you don't go in thinking that you're going to get beaten. So it'll be a big challenge, but I think that we probably have to tackle them as a midfield as a whole. I mean, like I said, he's such a big man, he's probably going to get his hand on more than his fair share of footy, but if we can control that a little bit, and we did it last time we played them, we were able to mop up at ground level. So it'll have to be sort of a team approach probably.
Will you go in with two ruckmen, Ben?
You have to ask Clarko that one.
What do you think? Do you reckon you've performed better with the two or not?
Look, to be honest, I think it's 6-1, half and as the other. It depends on the matchup. Certainly this week, I'd love some help. But if it doesn't go that way, I need to have an open mindset to be prepared to play my best, regardless of whether I've got another genuine ruck or not.
So you'd prefer to have Segler with you as opposed to being sort of an 85% ruck?
Look, Gary, I wouldn't say I'll put it one way or the other. There's advantages and disadvantages to both. Like I said, when you're coming up against a quality player like Maxi, it is certainly easier in terms of the actual ruck work at the stoppages to have some assistance. But there's also benefits for the team in playing a different structure too. So, like I say, I keep an open mind.
Well done, Ben. Don't let him put words in your mouth. He's very clever with his words like that. He's trying to punch into a corner, mate.
I am not.
He's very much a Melbourne man. They're going to be overwhelming favourites this weekend. Do you mind not being you sort of go into this game maybe the hunted, the underdogs? Do you like being in that position?
I don't think it really matters as a player. I mean, Melbourne are probably deservedly so favourites. Their form last week versus ours. So there's no dramas about that. But ultimately, that doesn't change anything as far as how we prepare and try to take them down.
How's the farm going?
Not so great. Look, we're doing a little bit better than our counterparts in New South Wales, but it's been a very, very tough year. And if we don't get some rain in the next month or so, it's going to be a pretty ordinary season, but that's the caper.
Gary's got a lot of growth down on his property. What about you allow Benny to send some of his stock down to your place and have a bit of a gnaw on the grass?
I don't think he's a stock farmer. I think he's sort of wheat and all that stuff, aren't you, Benny?
Oh, a bit of both. I have got into some sheep this year. It's been a bit... I've avoided it for a few years because it's a bit hard to look after when you're not there and you're paying someone else to do it. But, I've got some hungry sheep around this year.
Bring them down then. I've got to get a bit of feed down there. And we'll drop a couple of sheep for Clarko too while we're going.
Yeah, well, Clarko's got some feed down at his place too, but his couple of acres is probably not going to go too far.
Yeah, I went to his joint. You only get two or three head on his. Good luck, mate. Good to talk to you. We appreciate it. Good luck. I won't say it too often, but I'm looking forward to the contest between you and Maxie, amongst other things. So we appreciate you jumping on.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
On you, Ben.
Benny McAvoy, one of our favourites. Got a lot in common we have with Benny.
You went the jugular very early in that interview too.
What do you mean?
Well, you said he was no good last weekend.
He didn't play very well.
Oh, you don't need to remind him though, mate. He's just trying to build himself up again and try and get himself optimistic and down positive street
this
week.
What we do on this program, we call it as we see it.
Yeah,
he didn't take a mark, the big champ.
I tell you what, if they weren't playing Melbourne this weekend, you wouldn't have gone with that one.
You're a tool, you are.
Hey?
Not a lot of
love. Are you going to get Hawthorn players on all week and then just try and turn them into blubbering messes, are you?
No, yeah. That'll ruin him. Not a lot of love for Ocean's 8, by the way.
Oh, shocking, Phil.
Not a lot of love at all.
I want to know whether anyone actually has been...
I saw it.
Did you sit through the whole thing?
Yes, I did.
You saw the whole film?
Yes, I saw the whole thing.
Well, you deserve a medal for that.
Thanks. After the break, we'll have a chat about that and other stuff.